Hello, and welcome to episode 75 of Design Curious Podcast. I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. Today on the podcast, we're going to explore a little bit about getting your projects published. It's definitely something that many designers want to pursue. And so there's just a lot of general great advice that you can follow and not get discouraged when you're pitching your project. Before we get into that, I would love to read a great review we got on the podcast, another 5-star, and this is from Interior Jen. She says, I'm an experienced designer and I'm learning lots from Rebecca's podcast. She has great guests with valuable information for new designers, but designers like myself are benefiting too. I highly recommend. So thank you, Jen, for that great review. If you haven't left me a review yet on the podcast, I would love for you to do so. I love to get the feedback, and I would likely will share it here on the podcast as well. So go ahead and leave me a review. Also, you're going to want to check out the show notes for links to all the free downloads that I have and more information about my Design Mentor, which is my online mentoring program I have for you to work with me one-on-one to get a head start in your career. Okay, now let's get to the episode. You're now listening to Design Curious, a place where you, creative one, are here to learn about what it really is like to be an interior designer. And I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. If you're worried about how to succeed in a creative career, if you're ready to learn your next steps to become an interior designer, and if you want the satisfaction of doing something you love every day, you are in the right place. Grab a coffee, a notebook, and let's dig into today's episode. All right, pursuing publications. So this is definitely something that every designer loves and wants to do typically because you've been at the grocery store or at market and places where you've seen other designers' projects getting published. And you, I'm sure, have thought like, well, wouldn't it be great to have a project of mine on the cover of a magazine someday? So how do you go about doing that? Well, there are several steps you're going to want to take. So first of all, you want to research the publications that you'd like to submit to. So there are definitely national publications, but there's also regional and local publications that you might want to consider, especially if it's your first time getting published, you might have a little bit better chance because you have that benefit of being local or regional. A lot of times those magazines like to promote things that are current for that area. But one of the things that you're definitely going to want to do, and I've mentioned this before, is to have your project professionally photographed. And you want a photographer who has an editorial eye. So this is not your real estate photographer where they use wide-angle lenses. Typically, this photographer will not be using flash, but sometimes they might have some light boxes and things they might add in. But almost always, the lights are turned off in your photos. The camera is set a little below eye level. It's usually on a tripod. It's very pristine. And they're also looking for the best shot that will fit vertically. So if you want to be on the cover of a magazine, it needs to be a vertical shot. You also want to look at horizontal if you're putting it on your website, like a banner or across the page. So you need to think about how are you going to use these photos. But especially if you're going to submit to a magazine, they want a mixture of vertical and horizontal or things that they can crop to make it look interesting on their layout. Sometimes your photographer might also have connections to local, regional, maybe national magazine publications because they have already done work for these people. And so it's definitely worth connecting with photographers to see if we can, you know, work together with a photographer to get your work published, because not only is it your work, but their photography is getting published as well. And they have motivation to get that project into the magazine. So it is a win for both of you. And so definitely pursuing professional photography for your project if you want to get it published. Now, certain publications that are very large, like Architectural Digest, I think Elle Decor, might want to first see your photographs of the project, but often they'll want to reshoot the project with their own photographer because they have a specific look or a contract or whatever it is going on, they will need to come back and reshoot this project. So keep that in mind too. If it is a project that you're looking to promote to a very large and well-known magazine, they often will need to shoot it again with their own photographers and their own stylists. Another thing you want to keep in mind is to pitch one publication at a time. So most national publications want exclusivity for a project. So they need something that has not been yet published on your website. It hasn't been on Instagram. Nobody's seen this project. They want it to be new and unknown so that they are the ones that get to reveal this spectacular project to the world. So sometimes that requires a lot of patience on your part. If you have an especially fun and exciting project, oftentimes it's hard to wait to share it with the world. But if you know that it's magazine worthy, you're going to have to sit for like a year or two, maybe even before it gets published. So keep that in mind when you're pitching your project to a publication, and you're going to want to do one publication at a time and give them some time to respond. So they get many pitches a day, a week, and they'll see yours and it either will hit just what they need at the right time or they might need to come back to it later. So you will submit your project. You might want to remind them in a month or a couple of weeks if you haven't heard anything. And if you're pretty sure that they might not publish that project that you've submitted, it'd be good to let them know that you are withdrawing your publication and then you're going to take it somewhere else, but you appreciate their time and their consideration of your project. You don't want to burn any bridges taking that project away. But oftentimes, and I heard this from a magazine editor, that they're looking for, you know, they're planning maybe their winter issue a year ahead of time, you know, 6 months ahead of time. And so they're looking for a particular color, a particular style, maybe something that they haven't seen before, or maybe they're looking for something that is on trend. You're not really sure what it is they're looking for, but when they see it, they know. And so yours might be the right project for the right time, or it might be something that they want next quarter. And so resubmitting or refreshing the inquiry with them is not a bad idea. So definitely don't get discouraged when you're doing this process. Now, when you go to pitch, you need to have a well thought out and detailed description of the project. You're basically telling a story for them. It might not be the story that they decide to tell to the public, but you want to catch the editor's eye. You need to decide what is the most interesting thing about this project. What is it that they can pull out to maybe share a story with everyone else? What is the world going to think is interesting about this project? Is it the setting? Is it the budget? Is it a historical property that you renovated? Could be anything that is unique and different about this project, and you're going to definitely create a story around this, a very succinct story, because they don't have a lot of time to read these pitches. You want to catch their eye, short and sweet, and maybe just include one image at the very top, perhaps some small ones at the end, but just the one image, because this is also going to be something that is in their interest. Yes, you get to get published. That is a lot of bragging rights for you, but the magazine needs to sell this issue. And so they are looking for the win for them. So you need to make sure you're presenting it to them like, this is going to fly off the shelves because people want to know about this project, whatever unique thing is about it. And don't forget to also include links to your portfolio. So I will go back and say now that if you're pitching to a local magazine or a regional magazine, they will often not be concerned about the fact that you have already put this on your website. There was a local magazine to me that sometimes they would see that I posted something on Instagram or on my website and they'd be like, oh, we like this project. Let's, you know, put it in our magazine, even though I've already shown it to the world. They're not as concerned about the exclusivity. They just want to promote a local designer or a local project that was in our area. And so that can also be a way if you're like building your portfolio and you definitely don't have the luxury of holding back a project because you need any great project to be on your portfolio to get more clients, then possibly pursuing industry magazines or local magazines that don't care about the exclusivity of the project would be a great avenue to consider first. And then once you have, you know, 20 projects under your belt, you'll have the luxury of being able to hold back one that is extra special and submit it to Architectural Digest or wherever you'd like to go. If you are using the photographs that you and your photographer took, make sure that you have permission to share those, or that the magazine needs to get permission from your photographer to publish them, because often that is required. Often the photographer will require that the designer does not have rights of publication beyond their immediate use on their website or for their social media. So you want to check with that with your photographer. It's always great to ask permission first on anything that you're uncertain about, but the magazine will definitely ask before they use your photographs. Obviously, the benefits of getting published is industry credibility, credibility with your clients, bragging rights. You get to put it on your website, maybe. There's a lot of backlinks too. It can help some cross traffic for your website. So with all that said, I will say that getting published shouldn't be necessarily your number one goal as an interior designer. Just because you're on the cover of a magazine doesn't mean your phone's going to start ringing off the hook or you're going to get so many millions of inquiries. You get a lot of eyeballs, you get a lot of name recognition on your project, but it doesn't always translate into clients. So that's why you're going to want to leverage this publication and use it as in your newsletter and promotion and things like that. It's great content that you can use. But just keep in mind that just because you're on the cover of a magazine or your project is on the cover of a magazine doesn't mean that you're instantly going to be the next celebrity designer. So don't basically sacrifice your career, your family, or anything like that just to get on the cover of the magazine. It's a great bonus, I would say, in your career and in your portfolio, but it shouldn't be your number one pursuit. So I hope you learned some new things today about trying to get your project published and pursuing publications. It is something that is not necessary for every designer to do, but it's definitely a very common practice, and publications are looking for projects. And so you're going to want to be able to show off your project, and the clients love it too, because then they can tell their friends and family that their house was published in a magazine, and it does add value to the house. So I wish you luck with pursuing those publications. Feel free to reach out with me with any questions you have. DM me on Instagram at @ourdesign or send me an email. Until next week, stay creative. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a review. This helps me reach other curious creatives like you. If you have a topic request or would like to contact me, simply head over to my website, rwarddesign.com, or email me at podcast@rwarddesign.com.